to hold the greatest office in India, the office of Prime Minister, is not only a great honor, but it's the greatest responsibility. But to hold that office after that giant of a leader, Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, was still more testing responsibility. And history can give its verdict that Lal Bahadur Shastri held that office for the shortest possible time, but in the most able manner. And if you look to his entire life, one is forced to think that his whole life was just a preparation for holding this highest office in the most difficult time in the history of India. I had the privilege of associating with him in the difficult times of Kutch aggression and then again the Pakistan aggression in Kashmir. And I have had the privilege of watching the processes of decision making in those critical times. Man's greatness can really be speaking understood and found only in such difficult times. And when I said that his whole life was a preparation for this particular period, was realized by me particularly during these processes of decision making. Because he was guided not by merely exigencies of the time, but by taking decisions on particular occasions, he was guided by certain fundamentals in his life. The man was a devoted patriot. A man was essentially devoted to the cause of peace. He was a peculiar combination of the heritage that he received from the teachings of Gandhiji and teachings of Pandit Jawaharlal. He was, in that sense, the typical product of the Indian national movement for independence. He believed in the highest ideals of Gandhiji that he taught to the country, the ideals of peace and friendship with the nations, and he followed them with single-minded devotion. And it is this faith that, really speaking, came to aid when he had to make those difficult decisions. A man who was, in his way of life, nearer to the Kisan of India, but a man who was, really speaking, in his ideals and his faith, nearer to the highest saint in this country. He was a peculiar combination of these to traditions of India. In his death, we are not just lost a great friend, but we are lost a great leader who has served country in the most difficult time.